It's time for sports. And to top the sports off, Major League Baseball players and teams talked for a seventh day in a row. Players have asked for a $245 million threshold this year, rising to $273 million by the final season. But it doesn't look good. They did narrow some differences on Friday and Saturday. This is the 88th day of the work stoppage, but they're still far, far, far apart on the major, major issues. This work stoppage started December 2nd. Spring training games were to have begun on Saturday. They've been canceled through March the 7th. Major League Baseball says if there's not a deal by the end of today, there will not be enough training time to start the season as scheduled. Major League Baseball has offered to raise the luxury tax threshold from $210 million last season to $214 million this year, increasing to $220 million by the year 2026. Teams also want higher tax rates, which the union says tend to act like a salary cap. Players have asked for a $245 million threshold this year, rising to $273 million by the final season. The union also wants to expand the players with at least two seasons of major league service and less than three to the top 35%, up from 22% cutoff that's been in place since 2013. The union wants pre-arbitration pool to have $115 million distributed to 150 players. Management wants to propose $20 million to be split among 30. So you can see the huge differences that are between Major League Baseball and the players. And I just don't think that we got any shot this year. I just don't think there's any shot. But we'll see. Maybe they'll all come to their senses. But we'll see. In hockey yesterday, local action. The Rangers fell to Vancouver 5-2. The Islanders over Anaheim by a score of 4-1. All right. Now, a game scheduled for today. The Devils against the Canucks at 7:30 and the Kings against the Bruins at 10:30. All right. All right. That's that. We move on to the NBA. Take a look at some of the scores in the NBA from yesterday. The 76ers beat the Knicks 125-109. The Pacers over the Celtics 128-107. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Raptors at 7:30. And tomorrow, once again, the Knicks take on the Raptors at 7:30. Celtics against the Hawks tomorrow at 7:30. And on Wednesday, the Knicks take on the 76ers at 7:30 as well. Other sports news, New York City is going to lift key New York City COVID-19 mandates, but private sector still will restrict Kyrie Irving from playing at home games. All right. All right. What else? I don't know. Not much else, really. I think we're finished with opening day. But we'll see what happens. I'm trying to look at college basketball. And there's not much going on there. Let's see. UConn basketball. The UConn men defeated Georgetown the last time they played. Huskies are 21-7 on the year, and they're ranked number 21 and the top 25. Now let's check UConn women basketball. And UConn defeated Providence 88-31. The UConn ladies are 23-5, and they are ranked number 7 in the top 25. And that's a bad season for them. Imagine that, 23-5, and you're ranked number 7. But if you're the UConn Huskies, that's what's going to happen. People expect you to win year after year after year, and you do win year after year, but if you don't have no losses or only one loss, it's not a successful season for the UConn women. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.